Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And I'll tell you what, man, we've got a lot shaking. We have a special guest in studio today. We actually finally got the Beer Army girl in studio. Welcome to the program, Marisol.
Why, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Finally. How many episodes have we done so far?
This is 26.
Thanks.
But it was with peace and love. Actually, we tried to get you in here sooner, but you're always too darn busy.
Well, it's been nice on Sundays. I have yard work to do. Important stuff.
The important stuff, yard work.
And then and then the day job through the week, and then the part-time job, and everything else.
Well, it's good to have you aboard. Are you nervous?
Yes.
You said you were. Why? Why are you nervous?
I don't know.
Are we really all that intimidating?
No, I'm not scared of you guys.
I'm intimidating.
I'm scared by this thing dangling in front of my face.
What? I intimidate myself sometimes. I'm scared to be alone with myself.
She's scared of things dangling in her face. She just said it.
I did.
She just said it.
Well, it's right here.
It's a microphone.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Don't let your imagination get the best of you.
It gets carried away.
Sweet.
Well, seriously, there's a lot going on in the world of Beer Army. We have you in here because there was just an event that happened the other night that's absolutely, it's fun to be a part of. I didn't get a chance to go there. I was playing music with a friend.
Yeah, you were busy.
But the MMA fights.
Yeah, no, last, let's see, Saturday night up at the Greenville Convention Center, they had some local action from Next Level Fight Club, and we were a sponsor, and they were helping raise some money for a great organization helping out with children's cancer. And it was just great to be a part of it. We had a booth there too, so the Beer Army girl went up there in force with her coworker Derek. I don't know if we have a pet name for Derek yet.
I don't. Maybe Punky Number Two.
Punky Number Two.
Punky Number Two.
Scott's Punky Number One.
So
you mean Mouse?
Yeah. Mouse is my
House
punky.
Mouse Scott. House Mouse Scott was with me, and we were ringside, and then they were working the booth. But it was great action. It was really cool seeing some local fighters. You never know what you get with amateur. Well, supposedly some of them are pro fights as well, going for belts. It just seems like there's so many leagues propping up, so you're like, okay, what league is this? What league is that? But there was definitely some really good fights, and then there's some fights that are definitely snoozers too. But.
Well, yeah, but those are the preliminaries. Those are the early fights. But, man, there's some really good MMA fighters, and like you said, organizations out here, great facilities to train.
What about you there playing? You just... swinging the...
Oh, man, I got all sensitive. I did my sensitive side with my acoustic guitar.
You went all Seattle songs. Or something?
A little bit, yeah.
I heard you did a Careless Whisper.
I do a little bit of a folk, jazzy, little bit of a funk rhythm feel to it. It's fun. I love that song. It's just a good song. I'm not going to lie.
But
George Michael wrote a great song when he wrote that one.
He had a nice ass, too, back in the day.
George Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Faith. Wow.
Remember
okay.
Faith?
Well, I never checked out his ass. Although
he was on the cover of the Faith album.
I wasn't checking out his ass. I was like, look at that kick-ass leather jacket.
I'm just looking up at the ceiling right now, the overhang, because I feel very uncomfortable in this conversation.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Your unintentional homoerotic words are failing you right now.
That's you two people.
Because he was looking at his ass.
You guys are West Coast types, and you guys are obviously more comfortable with it. We want to also give a shout-out to Patreon.com, patreon.com/Beer Army. Pledge your support. Become a Beer Army super soldier like the Beer Army girl is.
Yeah.
And, without people pledging their support, this show wouldn't be possible, and help us focus on our core competency, which is raise money for our scholarships and research, part of our BURP initiative. And remember, your pledge is tax deductible because we are a 501c3 nonprofit.
There's a lot of people that have really jumped on board and are our super soldiers, you included, Marisol. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome because it's just to be a part of this is what I really love because there's a bigger picture.
Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, we speaking of events, next week we have that finally the unleashing of the Double Barley Give 'Em Hell Day.
Yeah.
Give 'Em Hell Day will be hitting up. And if you're lucky enough to be in New Bern, definitely jump on the party bus because the Beer Army Girl will be helping host you with DB's own girl,
Emma.
She'll be riding too. And we'll have the special limited edition shirt. So you want a first crack getting your hands on one of those shirts, you better have your ass on the bus.
How many have already committed to riding the bus? Do we know?
Last time I checked, we had 29.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Nice.
Well, there's 29, and then I think I got a call.
How many shirts are there?
We bought about
30.
No. We did about 100. We did a female V-neck version because the Beer Army girl is always on us that we always do unisex shirts and
right. Well, you know, good for sleeping.
Girls want to be girls, I guess, and so we've kind of, I guess, made the V-neck our default like female cut shirt or whatever you want to call it. So, So starting noon next week, we'll have Brandon Snow playing. We got Brian Merritt playing. We also have one of DB's own playing. I don't know their name.
Oh, cool.
They're going to belt out 4 or 5 songs.
Nice.
In between those two sets or between those two acts. And we got food trucks coming in. I mean, it's just we had a silent auction. We got award-winning abstract artist Michael Morrison. He's going to actually be painting on site. We're going to have signed lithographs of the label from Jackie Hurd, who is JM Hurd. .com if you want to go check her out or whatever. You need artwork. She's, Air Force back in the day. She's married to an Army First Sergeant, so definitely military ties there. But we'll have a limited amount of signed prints. Mm. And then, of course, our good friend Kenny Farmer, and we talked about him. I forgot to kind of plug him, but you can reach him on Twitter and Instagram at Kenny Farmer Art. That's the at symbol, the Kenny Farmer Art. But you should definitely sign up for his Instagram feed because every day he's like does a different drawing. And it's awesome because you see and that's how we came across this latest design we're using for the shirt for this I guess what we're calling the Hoppo design. It's the Beer Army Girl designer. I don't know, but we're also doing a male version. We're gonna be printing on male shirts too. But it's really really cool, and he's very gifted and very talented, and he's a fellow Marine as well, and it's just really cool. So we're gonna have a certain amount of numbered signed lithographs of that design as well.
So there's so much going on.
Oh, a ton of stuff.
The thing that is pulling it all together, and the reason all these things are happening out there, is the collaboration with Double Barley, the Imperial Red Ale, Give 'em Hell, which I can't wait to taste this.
I can't. But speaking of taste, we're tasting a beer right now.
Yeah,
we always have to have a beer. What we're drinking here, and I'm going to jump around here a little bit because it's kind of weird because these guys also contract brew. They have a brew pub, but their brew pub is called Horny Hideaway. But they brew underneath the name. They distribute under name of Horny Goat Brewing Company. The brew pub's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but they contract brew out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, from the Stevens Point Brewery. And their website for the brew pub is hghideaway.com. And then the main brewery website is hornygoatbrewing.com. And it's really interesting. If you look at the bottle, they don't have Brewed by Stevens Point Brewing Company, which tells me they must be doing an alternating proprietorship, which means when they're brewing, they're actually brewing. They're just renting the facilities, which is a different setup than most people who subcontract, where you brew a beer. Well, because by law, the federal law, that's how I'm figuring this out, or this is what I'm coming to a conclusion that they're alternating proprietorship. But
so did he pull a, what is that, a McKellar? Isn't that the
well, that's like a vagabond. Brewer. Yeah, exactly. Because if you look at, some of McKellar's will say brewed at, but or brewed by, and then they have to list the home brewery. But if he went in there, leased it then. But it's really complicated because when you do that, you have to do a separate brewer's notice with a TTB. There's a lot of ass pain involved with that. But
this beer is delicious.
Anyways, this beer is their limited edition chocolate peanut butter porter, clocking in at 6.5% ABV. And, this thing is pouring a very dark brown. We had a very thick tan head. Not so much lace, really, to speak of or whatever. It's minimal lacing, but the aroma is definitely peanut butter cup. It's really heavy on the sweet malts.
Yeah.
You can definitely pick up peanuts and chocolate. It also reminds me of like a peanut butter brownie. I don't know if you've ever had peanut butter.
I've never had a peanut butter
fudge,
brownie.
Peanut butter fudge.
Peanut butter fudge, yeah. The taste is the same with the additions of caramel and some bitter chocolate that you don't really get in the aroma. And then there's this, and I think it's from the roast, maybe it's from the peanuts, but I get this earthiness. I don't know if that makes sense. I get like this earthiness kind of taste that
nuts are of the earth, so if you have unearthy nuts, you have problems.
You got a lot of problems?
Yeah.
So you're going to need a little stank on your nuts?
Those don't really taste all that earthy.
The carbonation is medium, with body and mouthfeel being low to medium. A lot of times when you see breweries do these types of beers, they're like novelty beers. They're to try to grab your attention so you'll try some of their core offerings. But I got to tell you, I would drink more than one of these. I don't know if I drink a whole six-pack, but I would definitely drink more than one of these, whereas some of these novelty beers, man, if I get through a half pint, I'm doing pretty well. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And at the end, I think you got to appreciate what it is. And, Sweet Baby Jesus from Duclaw is another good one that I like. And then Funky Buddha down in Florida does one.
I just love that name.
And this is a pretty darn good beer, I would say, all in all. It's, again, I don't know if I can drink a six-pack of it, but I can definitely get through a pint.
Well, if you ever have like a you're craving like Reese's peanut butter cups, or you're craving just peanut butter or chocolate in general, this will really satisfy you. I would have this as like, man, you know what, I could go for some dessert. Why don't I make it a beer?
Well, I know women are usually with chocolate, right? That's like their aphrodisiac or whatever. So we'll kick it over to the beer girl. So is this like do it for you? Or?
Well, beer does it for me, but chocolate. Chocolate. Beer is the aphrodisiac. But no, chocolate for me, I'm not a chocolate. I'm not really. I think I'm a dude. But I love this beer, though. I think it's awesome. I get more peanut butter, but the chocolate is, I don't know. Chocolate is second for me.
I had to go deep into the interwebs here for you, Mick, to kind of get some information about this brewery because
it kept it on the down low. Huh?
Oh man, I really had to go hunting and pecking. And so the Horny Goat beer label was launched in April 2009 by CEO Jim Sorensen, and then the Horny Goat Hideaway, which is their brew pub down in Milwaukee, opened in October the same year. And then their brewmaster is Dave Reese, and he's been their brewmaster since November of 2009. And an interesting side note, he was originally going to be their general manager, but they needed a brewer, so he took the spot instead. He has a degree from Siebel Institute of Technology, which obviously, as we know, is one of the top brewing schools in the world. And at one point, he said he either wanted to be a rock star or a brewmaster. So it was a tough, decision, you know, tough choice. Well,
if this brew thing doesn't work out, I can always be a rock star.
Their idea that craft beer should be fun and not so pompous, and they pride themselves on creating delicious beers that are both traditional and different. So the brew pub is located at the site of an old pump house built back in 1929. After the city found it would be cheaper to construct a building than to purchase a new fireboat to gather the water needed to fight fires. So just an interesting tidbit there. But so they have that brew pub in Milwaukee. They contract brew out of Stevens Point and Stevens Point Brewery in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And they develop
Stevens Point.
Stevens Point. Okay. That's the point.
That's the point.
It's Stevens Point. They develop at the brew pub, you know, to prove out their beers and their concepts. And then if it looks like it's a beer that's going to take off, then they'll go ahead and mass produce it and bottle it and do mass distribution. So, and then currently they're distributed in 19 states. So
sweet.
Again, if you want more information, go to hornygoatbrewing.com or their brew pub website at hghideaway.com.
I just find it interesting for somebody new to craft beer and has no idea that this brewery exists. Could you imagine being invited to the Horny Hideaway?
Where are we going?
The Horny Hideaway.
Well, sure.
Is that an S&M club? Or
just anything to do with 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey. We're going to gang rush it, you know? And then we're going to hit around the Blue Oyster Cult, right? Or Blue Oyster Cult, the Blue Oyster.
Told you. There it is. There it is.
What? Got it.
What?
Got
Can't it. Go one segment without some homoerotic statement.
Really? You're going to like throw that at me? Come on, man.
Where was your Blue Oyster Cult when we were talking about George Michael earlier?
Yeah.
Well, Blue Oyster Cult, that's a band.
That's a band, yeah. I was talking about Blue Oyster
You're referencing the Police Academy in the movie.
Classic. Yeah. Come on, man. You should own that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be back, and Dustin will be back in his assless chaps. No, him or heroes never die. No assless chaps, thank God. But an awesome story to share, the meat and potatoes of Beer Army Engaged, highlighting the awesome deeds of an individual.
That's right, Mick. We got a heroic team that prevented a bus from crashing. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're hanging with us, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Let you do it. Stick around.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org.
Are you a superhero that's afraid to come out of the closet?
Don't worry, superherodent.com has you covered.
Just put in promo code BEERARMY to get 20% off your order today.
That way you can be a superhero. So get yourself a t-shirt. That's promo code BEERARMY.
So do it now. That's superherodent.com.
On the battlefield of beer, an informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org. Beer Army Engaged.
Hey, don't forget, beerarmy.org gets you connected to even more from a Beer Army Engaged. We have a bunch of episodes, and I guarantee you that they're worth perusing. Not only for the awesome Heroes Never Die segments.
Yeah, the back catalog. We've always had some good, interesting tidbits in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some great beers featured.
And, of course, you can consume us not just through Podbeam, where we host it, and, of course, beerarmy.org. But if you're an iTunes listener, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate us and stuff. Stitcher Radio is another one that you can consume us through. And, of course, Patreon.com/BeerArmy, where you can pledge your support to the show and stuff. And again, you don't have to. It's free. It's just you kind of pledging your support because you're like, hey, we think you guys are worth it.
Well, the cool thing is too, yeah, I mean, there's incentive to do it. Not only do you help us and you do great things, help us do great things with the foundation and the podcast, but as well, I mean, you get some really cool swag.
Yeah, cool limited edition Super Soldier type stuff that's, you know, marked for this year, 2015, which we just sent out, by the way. We finally got it all out. I finally got to the post office, got the right postage on everything. So if you're wondering, where the hell's my stuff at? This week you should have it this week, even though we're going to the month of March, you know. So you know, it's like, hello, man.
And you've got some cool swag there, Marty.
I do. I just, you know, I get it or I see it and I just swipe it. That's how
just
I roll.
Swipe it.
Yeah. You just.
Well, I'm looking around here. I see some things are going home with me too. So.
The studio. So we put it
in a metal detector.
Get Lenny the watchdog in the studio real quick before the Beer Army girls steal stuff. So I'm sorry, not steal, acquire.
Acquire.
Yeah. Appropriate.
Borrow. Right. I'm just.
That's what I was taught in the military. We're not stealing it. We're appropriating. Right. It wasn't secured. But right now, by the way, the Heroes Never Die is an awesome time. I love this part of A Beer Army Engaged because we highlight the awesomeness that somebody who found themselves in a situation, you would never know when you're going to be in a screwed up situation. And when you find yourself there, you never know who's going to step in the gap.
This week we have a heroic teen that prevented a bus from crashing. But what's even crazier is why the bus was gonna crash. So just give this a listen.
She was knocked out, I stood up, and I knew I had to stop the bus.
After what was a normal bus ride home Thursday afternoon turned into chaos when police say a 15-year-old boy knocked out a school bus driver while the bus was still moving.
And it was still moving, so I stood and I put my foot on the brake and put it in park. Like threw it in neutral and pulled the park brake.
The quick thinking by 8th grader Tavion Slaughter saved the day and many other kids who were on the bus from the Christy McAuliffe School in Baton Rouge. Tavion says this all started when the bus driver told the student to sit down.
That's almost like it should be a yikem to sue, too. It's like this. Yeah. We should feature this in both segments, right?
Well, who's this 15-year-old idiot?
Don't tell me to sit down. I'll knock you out. I don't care if you are driving.
I mean, and the thing is, if
I got my learner's permit.
If Tavion wouldn't have reacted, who knows where that bus would have ended up into? Ran into somebody
else?
I mean, holy smokes, you know? It's like, thank God, I don't know if he's got his learner's permit, but if he doesn't, he should go ahead of the line.
Well, he's in 8th grade, so I don't think he has his anything.
Well, 15, well, see, like...
No, the 15-year-old hit the teacher, but the kid was in 8th grade, so what is he, 14 in 8th grade?
14, probably.
Yeah.
Got it.
So he doesn't have anything.
Well, like in the state of Wisconsin, the great state of Wisconsin, you can get it at 15 and a half, so...
Okay, so still.
Yeah. But anyways, he should still go ahead of the line.
With a name like Tavion Slaughter, he's like that's like a superhero name.
It is. It is.
Like fighting the evil in the world. But this is, I'm kind of curious, where was he sitting in this bus?
Well,
a bus full of kids.
Yeah, traditional bus, you know, yellow, bluebird, special, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess in Louisiana, that's how they roll. They just start knocking out bus drivers if they don't like, you know. I think that comes up. That's a whole nother can of worms we maybe want to save for another episode. But, you know, I guess we could really jump on that a lot and talk about it. But it's like, wow. How many kids are probably in that bus? I guarantee you when I see a school full of
A bus full of school?
A bus full of school or a bus full of kids. There's got to be at least 15, 20 kids on there.
Maybe it was a short bus.
Well, don't knock a short bus.
And just to get up, again, we've talked about it time and again. Why did this kid, you know, Tavion, decide like, okay, I'm going to step up and do this?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure he wasn't the oldest.
Probably not. You know. The one though, reacting and thinking. Because seriously, I mean, you find yourself in a situation and you're wondering, I can't believe this is happening. Most people will freeze.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Not Tavion Slaughter.
No, not on that day. And again, we've talked about this before. You know, heroes come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah,
and
ages too.
Ages, you know, furry, non-furry, four paws, 2 feet, whatever. You know, and it's always really cool to see somebody doing that. And I'm sure is. You know, if you watch the full video, you know, his dad obviously is very proud of his stuff. And, of course, he goes on to talk furthermore of, like, how jacked up that situation became to begin with, you know. But, I guess the future for school bus drivers, we're going to start having them in cages, you know, wrapped around or whatever. So you can't, I mean, it's just nuts. It's like.
Well, then imagine how lawless the kids are going to be on the bus.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, spitballs are going to be a thing of the past. Instead, we're going to have, like, BB guns. And well, they probably already do. I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, for the Beer Army girl, though, I know rolling up in the tough, rough neighborhoods of the Oakland suburb of Alameda.
Alameda.
Whatever.
My God.
Now, were you a school bus type girl, or did you?
I rode a school bus in kindergarten, and that was it.
Do you remember it?
I remember one instance, and my mom came to school with me one time for some special day, but she didn't even sit next to me on the bus. She sat with Henry Morton, and it killed me. But that
Henry
was
Henry Morton.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, Henry Morton.
You this is kindergarten.
Wow,
this
kindergarten.
And you still you remember
I
Henry.
Do.
You had a crush?
No, I did not. I did, but not on him. On some other kid, Craig White. But we called him.
We called him
Egg White.
Let's get mom on the phone. And be like, do you realize how much of an impact
she
made
you
on your nut?
I swear. But no, so I only. But they went away with the school buses back then. I mean, after that kindergarten age, and we rode bikes everywhere because Alameda's like tiny.
Oh, wait a minute. So you had a bike. Did you have like the banana seat with like
of
the whip?
Of course I did. It was pink.
Oh,
no. Oh, and it had the metal flake vinyl, like, right? Shiny seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
And it had the tassels out of the end of the handlebars.
Yep. And a basket on the front.
Did it have a bell?
Yeah.
Now, were you drinking beer back then at that age? Or?
I was, actually. All the leftover beers at my family parties, I would actually drink what was left in the cans.
So what is a girl
You're
like?
You're a brave soul.
Yeah, so would you
stop doing that. I don't do that anymore.
Would you classify yourself? Because I don't meet a lot of women out there in the beer scene that are hardcore about beer like you are. Would you say that you're a dude trapped in a chick's body? Or
sometimes.
Sometimes.
Here's what I always hear. Actually, I got a message on my way in to here today. You know, Marty, you're the girl who drinks the beer, you like sports and all this. I hear this all the time. All my life, this is all I've heard. And yet, I'm single. I'm so awesome, and I'm single.
Well,
I think
it would be a special man to keep up with you. I'm just calling my shot. I don't mean that in a disrespectful
big
way.
Shoes to fill, big
I'm just
shoes
saying
to fill.
That... To keep up with you, I think it would be very challenging.
I know.
They'd have to be a well-grounded person.
Yeah.
They'd have to be what, spontaneous? Mm-hmm. Well, so what's your target, dude? I guess. I mean, every woman's supposed to have like a target, right?
Well, number he's got to drink beer.
He's got to drink beer.
That's okay. So has to drink beer. That's one.
He's got to be tall.
Got to be tall. Like, so categorized tall.
Taller than me.
What's that? 5 foot
eight.
5 foot eight.
So
okay.
He has to be at least like 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Let's see.
Why am
Sports?
I hearing? Why am I hearing? I need a hero. He's gotta be tall, and he's gotta be right for the fight.
No, I have an issue. I have this issue with guys who don't watch sports. I think there's, I've met like maybe three guys in my whole life who don't watch sports, and I'm kind of scared of, not scared of, but
I'm a little leery of dudes that don't watch any sports
That's
whatsoever.
Me too. It's strange. Yeah.
To me, it's just a little weird.
Well, and then guys who don't drink beer too. I think that's really odd.
Well, so what is it for you? I mean, I'm just out of curiosity, you and Beer Army. I mean, what is it about Beer Army that, I guess, is it just because, hey, it's a beer thing, or is it more than that? Or
no, it's
because
it's a mile down the road from my house.
She's talking about our beer barn, our bottle shop. So if it wasn't for that, I guess we wouldn't have a Beer Army girl then.
No. If I lived 1.2 miles away,
you'd be SOL.
Hell no. 1 mile,
too far.
I'm all in.
No, you remember, I mean, when the store was getting ready to open, I mean, I have the sign in my garage still, you know, the open sign that was on the highway, and God, I was so psyched to see it coming, and I thought, holy shit, you know, it's a mile from my house, you know, to boot, and I don't know, I've always loved beer, and, you know, I met you, what, 5-6 years ago at Mother Earth, and even when Mother Earth opened, I was so psyched that there was something within half an hour, you know, I mean, because here we didn't have anything.
Yeah,
so thank God for you, kiddo. You know, you brought this to our area, and I'm just so glad.
Well, I think some people are jealous or envious of you because we call you the Beer Army girl. You know, it's like you get special favor or treated specially, and there might be some truth to that.
I do?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Well, you're such a connoisseur and fan of beer. Yeah, you've made so many connections in the beer industry. You can travel almost anywhere in the country to a brewery, and you're going to bump into somebody
it just
that
seems like,
you either know or knows of you.
It just seems like you're very recognizable, and you push Beer Army. I mean, I guess where I was trying to go with that line of question is, I think it's more than just the store being a mile down the road for you. I think...
That's not what you're getting at. Right?
At the end of the day, I think, like Mick and stuff like that, and like a lot of us that are in Beer Army... when I say in Beer Army, again, if you drink beer in the Beer Army, but you know, different people are more serious about it than others. You really are like uber serious. I mean, you'll travel 6 hours without batting an eye for a 15-minute event, I swear. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty selfless, I guess, you know. And as a nonprofit, doing that, that's big, I guess. And
that's, I don't know, fun. It's just, it's fun. It's, you know, I was thinking about this morning when I got out of the shower and I was thinking about Beer Army, and I think I told you I went on this road trip to the Outer Banks with the Bennetts and with Vinny.
Yeah.
And we were cruising on down the road in the back of their crazy Jeep, and I'm looking around all these people, you know, well, all four of us, but, and I'm like, man, there's no way in hell I'd be sitting here with these three other people, because I never would have met them if it weren't for Beer Army. And we're all four of us completely different. I mean, couldn't be more different. And it just made me smile. It kind of brought a tear to my eye, too, because it's just the Beer Army just brings people together, and I don't, beer itself, but
yeah,
Beer Army especially for me, it's just, it's my heart, man. And I don't know, it's just, it's kick ass, and it just, so many awesome people you meet, and just beer makes friends, and I think that's,
sounds like it's the journey.
Yeah,
it's not
the destination.
Yeah,
yeah.
You well get said.
It.
Well
you
said.
Get it.
So yep. I just want to say, Monty's kind of like a hero in my eyes, you know what I mean? Because
champion of Beer Army.
Well, no, seriously, in that I think a lot of people think beer, they think men. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't think of the female demographic. And right. It just goes to show you that beer breaks down all social barriers. We've talked about mm-hmm. it a million times. Black, white, blue yeah. collar, white collar. Guess what? Male, female. Yeah. And it's really cool when you see it, and like you're just saying, it fosters relationships or yep. friendships you never would have had otherwise
really
over
does.
Beer. I mean, sure, Beer Army will take the credit for it, but the first word in Beer Army is beer, you know? And so,
yeah.
So, yeah, you're a hero. And I definitely want to say, Tavon Slaughter, you're a hero for.
Good kid there.
If you're of age legally in this country, which is a whole nother point, don't get me started, I would buy you a beer. But
talk to me in 4 years. Maybe we'll get the laws changed. If not, what, 7?
Yeah.
7 years.
He's got a little time, so.
Good kid, though, man. Good on you, bud.
Thanks.
That's just
yeah.
really cool. Good. Stick around. We have we need to laugh. We need
we
to get
definitely.
Into some craziness and insanity.
Yeah, well, I got the whole, you know, climate, global warming, climate change, you know, and what one senator thought he had to use for a prop to really bring home the point. So that's all I'll say.
Really?
Yeah. And then a 92-year-old driver who managed to hit like 10-plus cars in a parking lot. But I got that too.
So. Well, apparently llamas are breaking news.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you miss this, you need to hear the insanity that unfolded
nice.
Last week.
Nice, nice.
God. So stick around. That's all coming up for Yikem to Sue here on Beer Army Engaged. Hey, Dustin, why do you get a beer t-shirt, not me?
Just go over to wearyourbeer.com. Get 20% off your order by using the promo code BEERARMY.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Wearyourbeer.com.
Promo code BEERARMY?
Yep, and you get 20% off your order.
I'm going to wear my beer.
Go for it today.
Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at BEERARMY.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to BEERARMY.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Welcome back. Who's ready to laugh? I know I am.
I am.
Are you?
Me.
Really?
I am.
Are you sitting at the back of the bus just hoping nobody punches out the driver?
If anybody's going to punch anybody out, it'd be Beer Army girl punching you out, I think.
More beer, please. Well, thanks for hanging around, Marty.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Are you ready to hear some insanity?
Yes.
There are just some things in this world that you cannot make up. So let's yuck them to Sue.
Yeah, Mick. So knowing that we're going to have the Beer Army girl, I definitely wanted to feature this because I know her being the tree-hugging liberal that she is from NoCal. NorCal. NorCal. Okay.
I think yes. NoCal means no calories.
Got it. I'm sorry. Anyways. So you got to love Congress, right? I mean, everybody loves Congress. And again, I don't want to get into dispute left side, right
yeah.
side. I don't really care. It's just, have you ever watched C-SPAN and some of the stupidity that they'll do just to try to bring home a point? You know, like sometimes they'll bring in like bags of, you know, pork. Like I've seen them bring in bags of pork. Say, this is the pork barrel spending, you know, and that's these huge radio flyers full of pork. Right? Just stupid.
They get stupidly theatrical.
Yeah. Yeah. Check this one out.
All right.
Of national attention, and in case we have forgotten, because we keep hearing that 2014 has been the warmest year on record, I asked the chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball. And that's just from outside here. So it's very, very cold out. very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this.
Catch this.
We're here's a snowball.
And he's kind of like smiling as he's pulling up the bat. And the thing is, they have like somebody that usually hands the stuff, you know, like if someone, you can see him kind of walk, and then you can kind of see the guy from the back of his head like, oh, God. Like, you can just tell like, oh, got another one of these guys. So
did he actually throw it?
Yeah, he actually tossed it.
Yeah, Mr. President, catch.
The headline says, you know, Senator hurls snowball to disprove climate change. But, yeah, so that was the chair of the Senate Environmental Committee offering the chamber some compelling evidence yesterday against man-made climate change, a snowball. And so this is Senator Jim Inhofe said to fellow Republican Senator Bill Cassidy as he produced the snowball, you know.
I wonder if
he had like an intern or one of those congressional pages.
Give me a damn snowball.
I need you to go outside in this unseasonably cold weather and make me a snowball. Can you do that for me?
It's just amazing. You know, it's like, I wonder if we probably, let's say, calculate how much time was spent for him to do that. Everybody and all his staffers. That was probably a $5,000 production for 30 seconds, you know, for a 30-second point. You know what I mean?
Right.
Taxpayer dollars I'm talking about, you know? Because we pay these idiots, you know what I'm saying?
What does this have to do with me being from NoCal?
No, well, because I know you being the liberal hippie type, you know, like Trader Joe's, wear my recycled carpet shoes or whatever, you know, peace sign on your door or whatever, which I don't have anything against. I'm just saying she's like really plays it up. That's all.
Really? I'm still lost,
I am too.
What? Why are you two looking at me like that? Jesus.
No, you led into the story with her being from NorCal.
Yeah, because...
And then you go to this old dude throwing snowballs in Congress.
Right, because they talk about...
So now what?
Because the argument of, like, you know, they used to say global warming. But now since that's what the point he's trying to prove, that how can it be global warming when we have unseasonably cold weather?
When I'm holding a snowball.
So now that, you know, all the liberals call it climate change, you know? I'm the type where I would say, yes, our climate's definitely changing. Would I contribute all to us? I don't know. I think the earth goes in cycles. That's all. Whereas we're in a lot of the people in her region, it's like, woo!
Maybe we should get John Kerry to grab a folk musician and sing, like, Don't Go Changing,
you know what,
to
just,
Mother Nature.
Don't go changing.
I'll tell you what. I still have snow in my yard, though, and I'm kind of pissed off about that.
It's climate change.
It is.
You should throw that snowball at a congressman.
I'm going to throw it to the president.
Anyways, what do you got?
Well, speaking of politics, Ice-T was on The Tonight Show.
I love Ice-T.
Yes, he was on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
I got 99 bitches.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
Well, the cool thing is that Jimmy asked him what he thought about Chris Christie, New Jersey's governor, running for president.
It's good stuff.
And the genius, which ties in beautifully with the insanity you just shared, goes as follows. Pay attention.
How about Chris Christie of New Jersey, governor of New Jersey, as president? He might be running for president. What do you think of that?
Why not? I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's a crook, but they're all crooks to me.
Doesn't matter. All right,
I mean,
not?
Worst he did was he created a traffic jam. You know, people always tell me, they go, Ice, why don't you get into politics? I'm like, I got out of crime.
Nice.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
I'm a big fan of Ice-T personally, so... I don't know. I think it's great, you know?
That's awesome.
No, he's awesome. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But as well, there's been just a lot shaken in the news. Yeah. You know, you brought up that C-SPAN, which I really wouldn't call hard-hitting news.
No, but it was true. It really happened. Oh, it wasn't satire.
Hey, Mr. President, catch my snowball I made with my arthritic hands that were aggravated from climate change.
Oh, my God.
What do you got?
I guess we're sticking with the whole coldness. You know, that whole vein, that whole theme, because we take it back up to Mayville, Wisconsin, and 92-year-old driver, you know? No survivors, I guess. I don't know, but...
92-old?
92-old.
It's too old.
So check this out.
Let's hear this.
In 23 years of law enforcement, I've never seen anything like this before.
Mayville Police Chief Christopher McNeil says it's hard to believe no one was hurt in the parking lot of this Piggly Wiggly Friday afternoon.
My first thought was you only see these type of situations where somebody's trying to either elude police... Or an incidence of road rage.
And this is what happened. So basically what happened was Russell Kerr, he's the 92-year-old. And what they're saying is that his foot got stuck on the accelerator. And from that point, he panicked and lost control of his vehicle, Police Chief McNeil is saying. And when you look at the video... The audio doesn't do it justice. You really got to watch this video.
What happened? I mean, he lost control of his vehicle.
Yeah, so he's in a parking lot. He's backing out, but his foot slips off the brake on the accelerator, and then like bam, he's like a ping pong. But instead of getting his foot unjammed, he obviously pulled it out of reverse, not to hit anybody. So it goes accelerating. So it's like ping ponging back and forth.
It's like
hitting
a pinball machine, not
and
a
then
ping
finally,
pong.
He turns the wheel. He zips all the way around another lane of parked cars and starts nailing some other cars. So it's
Piggly Wiggly ping pong.
And so they're saying that they're not going to cite him for any kind of offense because it was an accident. So he just he took out 9 cars doing it though. So.
Yeah, but they're not going to renew his license.
Well, that's what they talked about. They
he could take him to court and claim climate change. Locked up his ankle.
They said, according to the Wisconsin DMV, the most senior drivers in Wisconsin who renew their license in person will be asked to undergo a basic vision test. And the DMV's vision standard is 20 or 100% better, at least in one eye. But this wasn't really a vision thing.
It has nothing to do with vision.
Right, that's what I thought. I said, okay.
It's like motor skills.
That's really great and everything, but his foot was still stuck on the damn accelerator.
You know, the sad thing is I have friends who drive like that. And well, they're not old and
I've heard stories about you driving like that.
No, never.
Yeah.
Nope.
Listen, House Mouse Scott has told me about your driving.
Oh, bullshit, because House Mouse Scott nearly killed me. Like 3 times.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean he killed?
That boy's got a lead foot. Anybody's going to be ping-ponging off of cars in a Piggly Wiggly parking lot, it's going to be him.
It's going to be him. Definitely.
You've driven with him.
I drove back with him last night. Or we got back to New Bern in no time flat.
Or maybe you drive
similarly.
He probably
got back in time for the fight. Whereas I did not.
Oh, jeez.
I'll tell you. So the 92-year-old guy in a Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
I wonder what he had to get.
Sticking with the pig.
Yeah. I wonder what he had to get there. Well, it's cold up there, man. Climate change. Is arthritis right. locked up?
Why are all your stories Wisconsin stories?
I don't know. It just kind of
usually
works.
They're Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. There he goes with Florida.
But I'm going with a warm weather.
There we go.
Thank God.
News story. Anybody last week, were you subjected to this insanity? It was all over CNN and Fox News.
Really a bizarre scene unfolding here. You are seeing live pictures of what appear to be llamas or alpacas on the loose and authorities trying to chase them down.
This was breaking news. They interrupted their regularly scheduled broadcasts to bring us llamas on the loose.
Wait a minute. So if I get
the great 2015 llama drama. So if I, Sun City, Arizona.
So if I get this straight, okay, I you know I have children, you know. Monty, yeah. You know I have children, right? I,
500.
So they're watching Sesame Street or whatever it is that they watch nowadays, which keeps them calm. And then you're going to interrupt with breaking news like this? They're going to go through the freaking roof. I would kill you if you interrupted whatever's keeping them.
Well, you're not watching Sesame Street on CNN or Fox.
Well, Jake is still watching Sesame Street.
No.
I'm just saying that.
If I was watching my Jerry Springer and you interrupted freaking breaking news with this shit, I would be upset.
Fox News and CNN, which are already 24-hour news organizations, they interrupted what they were doing to bring this hard-hitting
news. If I was in the middle of my Kelly files or whatever.
Yeah. What is the difference between an alpaca and a llama?
Ease of pronunciation? I don't know.
Alpaca? Alpaca.
One spits, one swallows. Alameda?
Alameda. The nice ones don't spit.
But the craziest thing is it was like play-by-play coverage of this. Here's Fox News.
On to important news now. The llamas are still on the loose. If you were with Gretchen on the end of the real story in the last hour, you saw these llamas wandering around Sun City, Arizona. Well, they're still wandering around, and they're in and out of traffic, and I don't know. It's been a little scary from time to time that some car is going to hit them. Imagine you are driving down a boulevard.
Good Lord.
And you look to the right, and suddenly there's a white llama.
Oh, my God.
And you stop, and right behind white llama is black llama. Though black llama now leads white llama. At this
We're getting all racial up here.
You can see
guess
the
which llama was caught
behind.
First.
The black llama?
Black llama was caught first.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, with a lasso.
Here we go.
Oh, and then it was such a hard hitting. And I'm sorry, there's just one more thing I have to share, because this is totally insane. It's nuts. I mean, CNN thought it's so important that after this whole llama drama started unfolding, they had their Don Lemon brought in a celebrity llama.
A celebrity llama.
Onto CNN because this was just...
A llama expert.
Oh, amazing, amazing.
If you think Arizona's the only place with llama drama, I want you to meet my friend Pierre. He is a celebrity llama, and he joins me now along with llama handler Susan Gural. I don't want to make any false moves here.
Oh, that's okay.
But this llama's famous. Pierre is famous.
He is.
Why?
He's on the news. Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
And he actually walked the Greenwich Village Parade.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Probably has his own Facebook page.
Are they known
page?
To escape like today and
oh,
run
yeah,
around?
They like to run.
He was on Saturday Night Live. He's a comic llama.
And now he's been on the news. We're going to put that on his resume,
too. Oh, and
he was
in the Greenwich Village Parade, you know. You might have seen him. You just can't miss Pierre.
I think Beer Army Girl is the type that would have a pet llama.
No way. Their teeth are so fucked. I'm a big teeth girl, man.
She finally drops an F-bomb. I noticed she caught herself a couple of times, and she finally just went with it. Yeah.
They're an animal you cannot take a selfie with.
No, I don't like their teeth. And they spit on you. They're mean.
No.
Nice llamas don't spit.
And when they get loose, they're breaking news.
Yeah. What, now, did they get loose from like a farm?
The news doesn't care about that. We don't care about the subject. We don't care about
We have so many other things going on in the world. This is what takes like 3 hours out of our day for full news coverage.
No, but she brings up a good point. In this great reporting we have, they probably never even cover that. They're just like, llamas are on the loose.
Llamas,
you know,
on the loose.
Remember that when
llama
I covered drama. That one story, we couldn't even get who the hell the perpetrator was because they didn't even list it. It was so substandard reporting. I mean, it's like,
Hopefully that's the last we'll hear of llama drama.
Baby llama drama.
Well, it'll be on the end of the year lists for insanity.
2015, a look back. The great llama drama of Sun City, Arizona. Let's reminisce.
I got friends in Arizona. I got to ask them about this.
You got El Nino. You got El Llama. You got... Well,
Is it La Llama?
On that note, we're
going to
end this. On that note.
Isn't that a weather phenomenon? Don't llamas tie it all together? Aren't they really making a statement about climate change with their free breaking of running down the freeway?
Time flies by when you're having fun, doesn't it, Mick?
Just throw a snowball at it.
Just flies by.
It does.
The Beer Army Girl made it so fast, and I really appreciate you, Madi, coming in and hanging out with us. It was a lot of fun, man.
You know, I love you guys.
Hopefully we can convince you to come back on the show sometime.
Well, since it only took 26 episodes, maybe, you know. Maybe I'll see you in about half a year.
I'll be back at 52.
Just in my defense, Mick does the scheduling. So.
Oh, really?
Whoa, look at those eyes. Look at those eyes. Oh.
Wow. I see how it is.
Looks could kill. Motley Crue.
Woo.
I'm going to throw these headphones down. I'm going to aggressively shut off my microphone.
That's going to do it. Make sure you do hit us up, beerarmy.org. Check the back catalog. Enjoy the fun. And as well, link to any stories that we've talked about today, you can right there. From the show notes online at beerarmy.org and on iTunes, you just double click the image or our Beer Army logo.
You can also check us out on all our social media, which is also linked at beerarmy.org, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You can also mail us hate mail to radio@beerarmy.org if Mick offended you, because I know I didn't.
I know, but I didn't.
We'll send dust in a snowball.
That's right. Arsenic snowball or anthrax snowball.
Great.
Yeah.
Then we'll be breaking news.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Rounds out.
Cheers.
Beer Army Radio.